The writers are working with the Moffitt Cancer Center to raise awareness about cancer research. And writer and cancer survivor Richard Spade says he knew they'd done just that when the group stopped for lunch in Gainesville. There, the father of a 10-year-old girl who has cancer approached the group to thank them.
I looked down and realized that she had lost one of her legs to this terrible disease. And it didn't slow her down at all, because she had this big grin and a big smile, and she let out this big thank you to all of the riders. And it was at that moment we collectively remembered why we ride and why we do this. It's just not about saving lives. It's about saving families and saving futures.
Spade says some people think of cycling as an individual sport, but he says it's actually better in a team. When one person gets too tired, he can move to the back of the line and save some energy by drafting off the rest of the group for a while, getting pulled along in the wake. And Spade says that's how his team did it on their 300-mile trip to Tallahassee. And he says he hopes that same idea of teamwork will continue when it comes to supporting efforts to stop cancer at the state's capital.
And that's why we push our bodies to the limits, to raise awareness for the need for increased cancer funding. Research funding.
Representative James Grant, a Republican from Tampa, attended the event. Organizers called Grant one of their biggest legislative supporters. But Grant says he's really just the guy in the back of the line, doing what he can to follow their lead.
You have my commitment that as long as I'm in elected office, that I will continue to be an advocate for everything you do.
Moffitt Cancer Center is asking the legislature for an increase in funding for education and research through the state university system. Right now, the center gets $10.6 million per year. The group is hoping to increase that to $3.9 million. The center is also asking the legislature to renew its appropriation from Florida's Biomedical Research Trust Fund. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.